Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, some people say that women that cut their hair short should be arrested. The reason they do this is because they think that short hair makes them look younger. Either that or so they can look masculine. But they end up looking like twinks. What's even worse than the short hair is that tiny nose ring. That's the biggest red flag that she has. Up next, Memeception says that bouncers and liquor store workers stop carding you once the light has left your eyes. Is that because your life sucks and the inflation is wrecking it? Or is it because for women, once they have five or more partners, by the time they turn 25, their eyes look dead inside? You be the judge. Number three, in October 2013, Trudeau tweeted out that he was disappointed in his government because there was a new scandal every day. Little did he know that his government would have just as many scandals. The latest scandal is that there are Chinese spies as elected members of parliament, and we aren't allowed to know who they are. Hang in there, fellow Canadians. He'll be gone by the end of October 2025 by the latest. We can't take it anymore. Before the coup, my haircuts were $22. Today I pay almost 40. Moving on, here's a picture of a guy looking for all the girls his grandma told him would be fighting over him when he's older, because he's so handsome. Of course, grandma was just being a little bit biased. This guy forgot to bring a broomstick to help him fight off all those chicks. But they aren't there, and grandma didn't know what she was talking about, because she had dementia. For some reason, I can hear the WWE theme playing in the background. Number five, with the accolade show from Disney, it looks like they're trying to show us that even in a galaxy far, far away, black children still don't have fathers, on account of the coven of space witches using the force to create two twin girls. I'm sure that in that galaxy, the dads say they'll be back when they go out for a pack of death sticks, but they never do. Up next, this guy says that conversations on dating apps are like chores, and you keep asking new girls the same old questions. That it's just not worth it anymore for most guys because dating is a dead end, and that means that widespread MGTOW adoption is inevitable. Someone says ask them to talk on the phone. The last few women I ended up contacting on dating apps wanted to talk on the phone, but sounded really angry and demeaning. We just can't seem to win these days. Number seven, they say that weight is not an indicator of health. If it's not, then what is weight gain an indicator of then? It's true, though, because weight is not the best health indicator, but instead it's the body fat percentage. If you have more rolls than a baker, there might be a problem. It's like that sad soul that I shared in the last video. Apparently no one knows why he died, and it's just a great big Scooby-Doo mystery, too. Moving on, this lesbian dating app uses facial recognition to exclude trans women. The app claims this technology can determine with 99% accuracy if a woman is a biological woman. Looks like lesbians are transphobic now. I don't know how well this will work, as there are many passable trans women that have had plastic surgery. Watch it block biological women from the app claiming that they're really men in disguise. Now, wouldn't that be hilarious? And the most entertaining outcome. But I thought trans women were women. Evidently not. Number 9, a scholar says that Taylor Griffith is a literary giant comparable to William Shakespeare. But something tells me this so-called scholar has probably never even read Shakespeare. The only thing that Swift and Shakespeare have in common is that they're both males. That and male pattern baldness for both of them, but she hides it well with her bangs. Up next, in a bid to combat declining birth rates, Japan will begin offering reading visas to foreigners. I can just see it now. Millions of white incels flooding into the country. Looks like yellow fever is about to run wild. The guys that leave the West and go to Japan to get all those women are going to be called LBH, or losers back home. I wish this story was true, but it's not, because it was just an April Fool's joke. But you never know these days. Number 11, Ukraine is now forcing teenage girls into the military. The meat grinder continues. But I think it'll literally be a meat grinder into the officer's tent, if you know what I mean. Looks like equality has finally arrived and it should help the male troops' morale. Look at all those cute faces. Their expressions are resigned to their deaths. No one cared when men were sent to fight, and I'm glad to see that no one cares about these women being sent either. I wonder what the Russians will do to them, and they take some of them as POWs. Gee, that's a Scooby-Doo mystery too. Moving on, I know most of you don't like Bitcoin and think it's a scam, but Nayib Bukele here made it legal tender and also just removed gender ideology content from his schools. He made his country the safest in the Western Hemisphere when he first got into power, and it was the most dangerous one. This president is based. Imagine if Western countries had someone like this in power. His eyes are also glowing because those are also Bitcoin laser eyes. I will apply for El Salvadorian citizenship when they open up free passports for philosophers and content creators in about a year. Number 13, we have a guy that got tired one too many times of being put in the friend zone. So much so that he got a shirt that says, "Sorry ladies, I'm already like a brother to somebody else." Tell me that women only want to use you for free attention without actually telling me. Women just don't understand how many men hate hearing this. Should I start selling these t-shirts? Would you guys even buy them? Up next, the WNBA is going to lose $50 million this season, despite a major rise in popularity. And yet they still want equal pay as the male players in the NBA get. Plus, I don't buy this rise in popularity. I think it's just a media-driven myth. Maybe people would start watching it if they had see-through jerseys and pole-dancing strippers for the halftime show. This would definitely help out. The league has never made a profit since it was created. Number 15, I bet you didn't see that coming. A woman taking a white bad boy and domesticating him only to cuck him with Tyrone's baby. I thought for sure that the last image would be of her being bored with him and then dumping him. Then again, maybe that's the last panel where she gets another bad boy to repeat the entire process again. When you're with a woman, your emasculation happens slowly with time. Women always leave men because they say we aren't the men that they first met. Meanwhile, they're the ones that change the man into somebody else. Moving on is Taylor, and she says that women who falsely accuse men of sexual crimes should be held accountable serving time and paying the legal fees of the accused. Yes, that should happen, but it won't because politicians don't have a backbone to do it. Unfortunately, we live in a two-tiered legal system, one for men and one for women. Most women will say this shouldn't happen because then no woman would come forward. That's wrong. Whatever happened to innocent until proven guilty? Oh, that's right, it was replaced by believe all women. Number 17, this woman says people wonder how she's going to raise a kid on her own at the age of 19. But she says that a decent man is going to see this one day and want both of them in her life. A decent guy. She needs to settle for Quasimodo at this point. I also hope to be this delusional one day. Here's a picture of the most likely father. She doesn't know for sure because she was as drunk as a skunk that night, but she vaguely remembers him. Up next, we're living in a world where the ideal beauty is ugly. I'll definitely take Tammy, the random fast food employee, instead of the typical supermodel. I went to high school with the supermodel, and she's now homeless in her 40s, and single with no kids, and she was pretty hot. But those are the good old days. The only thing that's super about today's supermodels is that they're super ugly. Number 19 is the cure to male loneliness, a goth country girl girlfriend. A goth country girl sounds like an urban legend. They're probably as common as unicorns, don't you know? If I was into goths, they would have to have no tattoos and piercings. Most goth girls also have terrible eyebrows for some reason. So sadly, it's not the cure you think it is. Also, they're never as thin as they are in the picture. They also wear black to hide the fact that babies got back. Moving on, here this woman is during her baby shower saying that she didn't know which of these four men was the father. But now that the baby has been delivered, it's obvious that it belongs to the man on the bottom left. Are we really surprised that it's the tallest, most masculine-looking dude? She wants the other three Sims photoshopped out of the picture. Also, the father looks like Jeremy from The Quartering. Number 21, this woman's boyfriend is lucky because it looks like she has the lips to inflate a tire. Then again, maybe I'm wrong and she's trying to steal the air. Someone needs to tell her that it's already free and all around her. Then again, the most likely scenario is that she's a Waffle House waitress and she's just practicing for better tips. Also, is this that hoflation that I've been hearing so much about? Up next, this Christian Lonely Fools model says that she does it because it's God's message. Is it really all that different than churches stealing people's money so that the preacher can fly private and ride around in limos? Ah, yes. The Christian Lonely Fools model isn't an oxymoron at all. Isn't it funny how God always contradicts himself only when his words conflict with someone's income? Number 23, people all over the world will say whites have no culture, while using their language, technology, fashion, as well as European behaviors. They're like a fish in water who can't detect that water because it's everywhere. The only thing they don't understand is the IQ differences required to make those things they take for granted possible. Also, why are migrants coming to the most architecturally beautiful Western cities like London and Paris? Moving on, this next one explains it perfectly. If you sent all the Norwegians to Nigeria, and you sent all the Nigerians to Norway, then in 5 years, Norway would look like a third world, and Nigeria would be a civilized nation. The more difficult the general living conditions historically for a population, and it has to contend with, then the higher their IQ that gets selected for in that population. People wonder why there aren't as many female geniuses as male geniuses. The answer is they don't have to have a big brain to manipulate men as a woman. All they need is big knockers. Number 25 and the last one is the transformation of Princess Kalina from Bulgaria over the last 35 years. Looks like she needs to see her plastic surgeon and stop going to the gym. Some people say that her face is the result of a fall where she got broken teeth and a bad infection. So that the infection also gave her muscles and non-existent eyebrows. And a Botox forehead too. At least she's in great enough shape to peg the prince during Hanky Panky. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. It really helps out. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.